And we have, if you were a fan of the Twin Cities music scene, or even the regional music scene back in the late 80s, early to mid 90s, you knew the name Goonie Birds. And we are very pleased to have the Goonie Birds in our studio. And we'll tell you a little bit about how that came to happen. But first of all, the members of the band are local bon vivant, Blomberg, I can't even say it. We've got Mark Munchie Collins. We've got Chris Ryder, Steve Rumler. We have Pito, and we also have Chris Gillis with us. So this is the... now, is this
Chris
the whole...
Ryder.
I said Chris Ryder.
Oh, you didn't. Sorry. Excuse
Listen
me.
Up.
I stand corrected.
And, I'll handle the interview, okay? first of all, welcome all of you to the Roadhouse. Nice to have you here. The first question, and Munchie, I'm going to start off with you down there.
Thank you.
give just a brief history of the Goonie Birds. How did you come up with the name, but how did the band come together back? And I think it was in 87, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a little earlier than 87. It started in basement parties over in the Greenwood area. Just a bunch of guys having a good time. Instruments were around, started playing, and just kind of evolved from there.
Now, you played a lot in the, and again, in the Minneapolis area. We're almost the Caboose Bar's house band, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
But
every
you also,
Sunday night.
You played, like, I read someplace, you played like 200 gigs a year. Now, that's a lot.
Yes, we did have a stint there where we did travel quite a bit. We did do, I think our busiest year was about 260 shows.
Wow.
In 1 year.
That's a full-time job.
It was.
At that time, was it a full-time job
for
you?
Yeah.
Now, is this the original band that we're seeing here, or is it, did the
Except
Bismarck?
For Gillis.
Yeah.
We all went to high school together. We all grew up together.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's...
So it's kind of a Dion and the Belmonts thing.
Exactly.
Pito, I know that... well, I'm going to get back into that a little bit later, but did you start out as a rock band and from doing 260 gigs, as Munchie was talking about, do you still perform, or is this like a reunion tour, or what would you call that?
I would say, well, I keep saying it's a reunion, but then we keep playing more and more, so I don't know if it still qualifies, but we all have real jobs, I think, so... Now.
Okay. So how many times do you get together a year now and play?
Four or so.
Steve? Or Chris, excuse me, it's radio.
sorry to be hand signaling there. Sorry about that. Okay. No, about four times a year. We try to get quarterly.
Now, did you all come up here, Steve, did you all come up here basically because of Bump this time? Have you performed up here before?
Yes, this is our third time playing up at Papa Charlie's.
Okay. And let's see, you're at Papa Charlie's tonight and tomorrow night.
Old what, school, Bob.
What time?
Two nights. We got a lot to say, evidently. Con Jim Vick and Richard Selzen letting us play two nights.
What times?
9:30 to close.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about your music back then and your music now, but let's give people an idea of the sound now of the Goonie Birds here on the Roadhouse. Who's going to introduce it in?
Chris Ryder, our bass player, is going to sing this favorite called Fishbones that he wrote. Is that what you were going to say, Pito?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right. Cats, they said to me, fish as we dance and they abound. Tired and weak, I fell to the ground. Realized it was food for thought. At that time, I bet it did not. It was dreaming about fish bones. It was dreaming about Fishbone. Surely it wasn't my cup of tea. My belly now it screamed at me. Why don't you get here? Flew on up to Minneapolis. 10,000 lakes I could barely snooze. I went hunting birds I could hardly lose. But I'm dreaming about Fishbone. Yes, I'm dreaming about Fishbone. Come on, Peter. Discouraging thoughts in my mind, it's sad. Cause I hadn't caught Charlie Tuna yet. I was being chased by a mangy mutt when a woman came and kicked me in the butt. Said, Wigger Morris, it's ending time. I said, huh? What? Oh boy, it's nine lives. About Fishbone. Yes, I'm dreaming about Fishbone. Dreaming about. Dreaming about.
I wish there are so many times in this show that I wish we had video, or it wasn't radio, it was TV or something, because I got to describe it. We got Munchie over there in the corner. He's playing percussion on with a couple of rubber drumsticks and a guitar case and hitting the chair for the cymbals or something. It was great what's going on there. We got Chris on the shaker there, and then Steve providing backup vocals, and then the other three on guitar. Now, you're all acoustic tonight, but are you acoustic during your shows now too?
Not much.
Not much. You're pretty well amped up.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All gassed up, ready to drive.
Now, Chris, I'm assuming that you were not part of the group back in the late 80s.
No.
How did you have
Bump invited me to play this 3 years ago at Papa Charlie's, and it's just been a good match ever since.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I play piano and organ with the band.
Super, super.
Very nice. And we wish he was with us back then. We wish.
Now, is this the whole band then? We got the whole group here? Oh, great. Peter, I know that back in the late 80s when the Goonie Birds were the Goonie Birds and you were doing all those gigs, you had a lead singer. A young woman that was a lead singer.
Yes.
Jessie Schwartzbauer.
Jessie Schwartz, yep, Jess.
Talk a little bit about the tragic loss of Jessie and what you're doing with the band now in her memory.
Well, Jess was murdered by her husband, her and her two young children, in 2005,
Great Falls, Montana.
In Montana. 2003. And so obviously it was a horrible tragedy, and we had just done a reunion the year before for the first time in like 10 years.
Wow.
And had another one scheduled for that summer for just a couple months after. So the Schwartzbauer started a foundation, singing scholarship at McAllister. At McPhail. And so we've done some, you know, helped to do some fundraising for that. And so, yeah, they have a singing scholarship in her honor.
So is that when you get together, like you were talking about, you get together four times a year, maybe more. Is some of that, part of that usually go towards that foundation then?
Yeah.
We have T-shirts.
Oh, great.
Jessica Schwartzbauer Foundation. She was classically trained vocalist. Sang the national anthem at Candlestick Park, and so she could do it all, and she could wail. She was great, and she's missed greatly. Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to touch a uncomfortable nerve, but I know that she was a big part, obviously, of the Goonie Birds, and still is, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do for us next?
What are we going to do next?
Hey, wait a minute. You said it was all set up.
Duluth?
Yes.
Okay.
Duluth.
Well, I have one short thing to say. These guys are still writing songs. This Pito wrote this, what, a few years ago or something or other? We've been doing it for a couple of years now, which is a really cool deal that we're still viable writing songs and bringing in originals to a band that is...
You know, a reunion band.
A nostalgia act.
A nostalgia act. I love it. All right.
Cardboard cup and a donut in a bag from a machine. Brown fields out the window of a bus give way into hills and pines and green. How many times I've told myself last time was the last time. But when there's nothing left to lose, I'm back on the Greyhound to Duluth. She's waiting at the station with a ribbon in her hair, mascara she'd wish she'd gone without. Up at the clock, looks down at the floor, takes a deep breath and lets it out. How many times I've told myself last time was the last time. But when there's nothing left to strong, leave town like an oboe loaded on. times I've told myself last time was last time.
That was great. Very nice. Say, Chris, I know that the song before you wrote, mm-hmm. Peter, you wrote that one,
yeah.
And Bump was talking about being songwriter and so forth. How much of your stuff is written by members of the band, and how much is covers of other stuff?
We do kind of a mix of stuff. We try to keep it interesting for everyone, so we do about 50-50. We'll do, you know, a bunch of original stuff, and then we'll mix it in with cover songs.
And the stuff that you cover, what type of stuff were you doing there? Any particular, anybody's particular stuff, or just a whole lot of everything?
Kind of a mix of stuff, but, you know, Bump's brought in a lot of good music over the years, a variety of songs, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, kind of that genre, and then hopefully some harmonica here and there and some other instruments, but it's been a lot of fun kind of mixing it up.
Super. And do you all, I know you mentioned, you know, Peter, you've all got real jobs now. Everybody except Bump, maybe. Huh?
Yeah. Good
one. Rim shots.
But,
someone's got to carry it on.
Are you still also, now you said you get together about four times a year with this group, with the Goonie Birds, but are you also part of other bands as well? Because I know Bump up here, of course, is performing with one or two different groups, actually.
I can talk into.
Yeah, exactly. So, Munchie, what about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I've got a couple other projects I play with. I'd like to take this opportunity to plug my new endorsement from Clash Drums. They just built me a beautiful kit. Come on down tonight and take a look at it.
First night?
Yeah. With the new drum set.
The inaugural voyage of the new drum set.
Yes, yes, exactly. But yeah, Bump and I have some side projects and stay busy musically, and we always get together. And Mr. Gillis has a lot of projects too, right, on the side. So
now, what, you know, as a group, as the Goonie Birds, do you need to rehearse before you do your stuff, or are you guys?
This is
a sore spot.
Need versus should, you know. There's a kind of a delicate.
But I mean, I know that you played, you know, hundreds, thousands, maybe a million times together by the time you rehearsed and your other gigs. Does that carry over for a long time? Can you still get together and pick it up, or do you have to every once in a while say, you know what, we need to go back and into the garage and work on this a little bit?
I think we can handle it pretty well. It's nice when you don't play for a while and you come back, everything's fresh. And that's like, for musicians, that's a really refreshing. If you've been playing with the same people for a long time, it's nice to take a break and come back and look at it from a different angle.
Sure.
Sometimes we do have practice, either to bring back older songs or to revisit and change up an old song. So,
okay. And Steve, I was wondering, you know, I've known Bump now 10 years probably, and I didn't know him from before, but he's talked a little bit about his life from before, and obviously it's a little bit different now. Your life is
Where
different
going,
now
Bump? Than,
I ain't going there. But you know, from a time period when you guys were so busy as the Goonie Birds, traveling all over the place, playing a lot of gigs, like you said, 260, how does life change? In other words, at some point in time, do you realize we just can't keep this up? Or is it forces outside of you that stop it from happening?
One word, marriage.
Says the only confirmed bachelor.
Yeah. The only one that hasn't been married.
So Steve would still be like to do it 260 nights a year. The rest of you are...
Don't love Joe. He's a financial planner.
Oh.
Music and math.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's interesting because, again, you know, and I lived in the cities, and I can't say I was a huge rock fan then, but, I mean, anybody that knew anything about either the Caboose or some of the other local bars down there or music had heard of the Goonie Birds. So it's fun to have you here. I think we got time for one more. What do you want to do?
We can do one.
Steve's going to do an original.
Okay, step up, Steve.
I'll do my best, Mark.
Hey, one thing I just want to throw out, too. We were talking about if everyone was here today. We have everyone here but our percussionist, Jeff Pretner, who couldn't make it tonight. Oh. But he'll be there at the show tonight.
Yep. Make sure and come see Jeff.
Sitting by the side of the road, his hair's too long and his heart's too cold. Doesn't know where he wants to be. He's a bit like you and me. It's been so long in coming down. This ain't no time to turn around. Pick your feet up off the ground. Move on down.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Very nice. Papa Charlie's, tonight, tomorrow night. Both nights kick off at...
9:30.
Counts me out. That's about a half hour past my bedtime. 9:30 until whenever you stop, right?
Yep.
Somebody drag us off the stage.
Munchie Collins. By the way, whose guitar keys was he playing on? Because you're due for a new one. You're due for a new one. Munchie Collins, Chris Ryder, Steve Rumler, Pito, and we don't know.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. Chris Gillis and Bump Blomberg. They're the Goonie Birds, and I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been great to have you in here, and looking forward to hearing you down at Papa Charlie's tonight and tomorrow night.
Thanks, Box.
Come back again.
Thanks, Box.
Come back again.